Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you for joining us. This is the Transformation Cafe. You know what I love about the Transformation Cafe? As soon as our radio show starts, the whole cafe gets really quiet. You know, I just noticed that. That's just so awesome. You know, they just like quiet down. You know, we didn't even hear tinkling glasses or silverware or nothing. These guys just our little restaurant dining going on here. These guys get quiet. So thanks, guys. Thanks for being quiet. Okay. So tonight we have a wonderful guest chef in the house, and we have Marvine Lindberg back in the house again. She hasn't been here for a little while. Hey, Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks.
Great. I am doing great. Thanks for asking. She is our guest chef tonight. She is has ministry services. She has just really profound psychic insights, wisdom workshops for all kinds of purposes for people to who are seeking to enrich their lives. And I love one thing she has in her brochure. It says, living a happy life is all about energy, attitude, perspective. Your life is a gift, and it is to be enjoyed and shared. Amen. Can I get an amen with that? Sister Marvine. Okay, that's all good. And actually, I've known Marvine for a couple of years, and she has just helped me on a personal level with my flower shop, which is Flowers for You in Riverside, California. We did a total remodel last summer, and she continues to be a spiritual guide for my shop and for my life, and I really am grateful for her. We got a couple other people sitting at the table tonight. We have Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, would you introduce yourself, please?
This is Mr. Jamie. Calling in.
Okay. Calling in. Okay. He has a wonderful a salon or whatever we call it, a studio, I guess. A salon
let's
studio.
Let's go with Jamie Trujillo. I'm a friend of Robin's from high school. I'm a tattoo artist by trade. I have a shop called Chromo and Tattoo in Seattle, Washington. We've been up here almost 15 years, and I think I like to help people with their psychic armor.
Okay, there we go. And we have Miss Gloria. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing fabulously, and I am just so happy to be able to be on your show.
And I am really glad that you are. She's been a college girl the last month or so, and sometimes she can get on, sometimes she can't. So I'm really glad that you're able to scoot up and sit at the table and join us tonight. That is really wonderful. And then we have, again, our guest chef, Miss Marvine. So I was talking to Marvine a little while earlier today, and we were thinking of different kind of topics that we could talk about. And one thing that came up for us was talking about the difference between religion and spirituality. And I think that was a wonderful, really broad conversation. And I have some things to say about that. And I know Miss Marvine and Gloria and even Jamie, we all have things to say about that. So would you like to go ahead and start the conversation, Miss Marvine, about, why don't we define what we think both of those things are first? How about that? What do you think religion is, and then what would spirituality be?
I think religion basically is man-made and controlled by men. And although in some respects many people have a tendency to use the word spirituality or spiritual, there's often a contradiction or conflict in their actions. Where with spirit is energy, and that is what man is. Man is an energy essence, and it's interesting dealing with science and some of the conflicts between science and religion and a lot of the other things. And religion normally has to do with a way that people were taught to believe in either God or Buddha or Muhammad or any one of those other great teachers, that their way is the only way. And the difference there is the fact that in genuine spirituality, they can all worship the way they please, but the bigger picture is the absolute connection and link between all people, and that is on a higher energy spiritual level. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a label.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking in just to be just totally biased and not even coming from myself on what religion as opposed to spirituality would be. And I was actually looking at, there's a really great one website called livingwordsofwisdom.com, and it had, because I basically said definition for spirituality, and it goes into this really wonderful layout of all different kinds of connections for just being in the present moment, being where you are with, because one thing said, connecting to nature, you're with the grass, you're with the flowers, you're in the environment that you're in. What it said was focus on good things in your life, being in the present moment. And we could kind of get into that, a little bit more of that, depending on what they have on it. But religion was interesting because it called it a cultural system. And another one was dictionaryreferences.com said, a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, especially when considered as a creation of a superhuman agent or agency. And one I thought that was very interesting was that there's a number of modern scholars of religion that were commenting on the difficulty of the fact that, what they were being able to define as a religion. So they can't even a whole bunch of scholars couldn't come to a point where they were all in a consensus where they could say, this is what religion is. So I think that just shows where we are when our sense of expansion. Right. It's when our sense of expansion. But and then when you were talking, Marvin, one thing that came up for me is you can't really have religion without spirituality, but you can have spirituality without religion. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
I believe
Why?
That you can have, okay, I you can, okay, depending on the definition perspective you're looking at it. But where spirituality is concerned, and let's look at it from a religious perspective, okay, normally the basis for that is values, ethics, honesty, trust, truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put it in that perspective, then if you take it into different religions, there are a lot of people that go to their place of worship or worship in their own privacy but do not practice those particular creative things, and those things are all creatively based. And subsequently, from a spiritual perspective, it does not jive.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting because, I was coming from the guise of being someone who I consider myself to be more spiritual as opposed to religious. I go into religious experiences, and I'm bringing my spirituality with it because it's just, to me, like breathing. So it's a matter of I'm connecting on multiple levels simultaneously. When I would go, say, into a church, I'm, feeling the energy. I'm listening to the music. I might be getting vibes from either the pastor's message or the congregation, things like that. But that's very true, the way you're expressing it. It's like, people don't necessarily walk the talk when it comes to being able to, they open up a book and read the book, the Bible per se or whatever, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to really mean anything to them because it just works.
Right, and I think another thing that's kind of interesting, and this is one of the things that I've been studying a bit lately, has to do with spiritual energy infuses all types of matter, where the soul is what sends out the spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's another plane. Well, what happens is when you start looking at energy and you start looking at what goes on inside of man, sometimes we apply it, sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a basic set of spiritual values in us, but too often we make excuses, or excuses are made not to follow those values on a moment-to-moment, day-to-day life basis.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, because one of the things that the definition for spirituality was saying on this one website, again, which was Living Words livingwordsofwisdom.com, they're saying to recognizing spirituality in your life every day. A couple of the examples are saying being aware of your surroundings, seeing the past, seeing past the physical, seeing the spirit of all things. Think of things that make you happy. So just the fact of like connecting to the joy and the emotions of something is spiritual experience.
And see, the difference is in religion. I mean, if you go way back, first of all, one of your master teachers, Jesus, said he came to destroy a church. He didn't come to build one because he didn't like what was going on. And when you take that into context and you take the branches off and the different types of religions that have formed in so many different ways, with so many different types of rules and regulations and whatnot. And a long time ago, and it kind of made sense to me when I heard it, is that you show me a minister who says that dancing is a sin, and at some point in time, there was somebody in that particular religion that was dancing and got a little bit aroused and therefore made it bad for everybody. And yet, in the Bible and in a lot of your other religions, if you want to call them that, they endorse laughter and joy and dancing and singing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those things are man-made.
Well, I think they're all man-made, pretty much, because like it's a few people's perspective or definition of something that they're asking for the masses on some level to take, you know, basically to, you know, believe those systems. You know, I always like to call that the BS because it's your belief system. So, you know.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, well done. I like it.
Ooh.
So, you know, when we can get to the point where we're talking about BS, you know, we definitely can look at that. So one of the other things it's saying, too, on this definition, it says whatever makes you feel peaceful, joyful, or content is spirituality. Because it's connecting us to our heart energy and to, you know, the oneness of everything as opposed to having something be, you know, it's our, you know, this certain sect of a religion is the right religion, not necessarily anybody else's. All feelings, all things that are good, peaceful, joyful, content are basically spirituality, and that's the best and highest for everybody.
Okay, but
that's basically what they're saying for spirituality.
An interesting question or an interesting pondering with that is someone is having extreme difficulty with another individual one way or another, and they don't want to deal with it, so they kill the individual, and because they don't have to deal with the individual anymore because of their action, they feel calm about that. Is that spirituality?
But along with that, you look at that on the sense of, if that person was feeling joyful or peaceful and content to begin with, there wouldn't be any intent to want to take that, you know, bump that person off.
Not necessarily true.
Yeah. But,
and I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying,
it would be a justification. If that person was no longer on the planet, I would be happier.
Well, and not only that, there are some people that don't have those kinds of things going on, those kind of values going on inside. They don't have the value for other people. They don't have, for example, common courtesies or in other respects. And it's interesting because I thought about doing a video when you take a look at some of the damage that people do. And this is a simple, mundane thing about the ramifications of some of the things they throw on the streets or out the windows of their car, just leave laying around. And what that amounts to is one way or another, people have to pay for that. And they either pay for it with physical labor, financial means, or in some cases, and the emotional strain from, and I'm talking something very simple and very mundane.
Well, but it's also just respect for where you live. I mean, it's your planet, it's your home.
Well, that's true. And yet, so again, when you go back to spirituality, the respect has to come from an inside place as a respecter of not only your environment, but yourself and other people you interact with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, we're talking a difference in energy. And now if you want to take that into another place, and dealing with the earth in general and the peoples on the earth, then you're looking at people that are here on the earth at different levels of awareness and spirituality.
No, I was going to say one thing that I had been noticing too is that a lot of there's discussions going on now about the level of, since people have started to understand quantum physics, that the whole level of, you know, where we are when it comes to levels of spaciousness and just connecting to things on a different level, people are shying away. They're really questioning, you know, religion, as it were. One of the things that came up over, I had gone to a workshop over the weekend, and they were talking about the Catholic religion and how the Catholic religion, the priests are now saying that the Holy Spirit is the Blessed Mother. It's a brand new thing that's only been happening. The Holy Spirit is the Blessed Mother.
Okay.
They're saying that now, and they hadn't said that before, and that's only been in the last year that they've started identifying the Holy Spirit as that, as the feminine energy.
When you take a look at the Catholic, and since you mentioned the Catholic religion specifically, you take a look at the Catholic religion and look at the numerous, okay, first of all, changes they made in their rulings over the, let's even say, the last 25 or 30 years. And then also you take a look at these, and I know that there are very good priests out there. There are very good religious leaders out there. But also take a look at the things that have been disclosed about different religions and sects and sects, S-E-C-T-S, and some of
okay, what are you talking about here? Okay.
And take a look at some of
That's a different religion, yeah.
Yeah, and take a look at some of the sexual issues that have come up that violating children, violating different things, as is a total contradiction to what their religion teaches.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's the you know the segregation of thoughts, and you know what you know the higher ups in religion are allowed as opposed to just the masses, things like that.
Well, I remember sitting in board meetings with a. Actually, it was a Catholic organization, and in legal department meetings, and they would definitely spell out, this is a spiritual decision, this is a business decision. And they weren't even in the same ballpark, never mind the same country. And I think the hard part right now with the new awareness, and it is barreling down on us very quickly, is with the major changes that are going on in the earth. Now, let's take spirituality and religion away from it for a minute. This is a real wake-up call all over the world. When you take a look at some of the national disasters that are happening, and you take a look at a lot of other things, it's a wake-up call for people to start pulling together and to get their acts together. And even with the prophecy, I don't know how many people are aware of it, but the word apocalypse means to be revealed or to be exposed. It doesn't have anything to do with a national, with major disaster. And yet the predictions of the quote-unquote apocalypse, well, what's happening right now is people are becoming more and more and more aware that something is missing. And you mentioned quantum physics, and they still don't know, with all of these discoveries and everything, what really makes us tick and what makes us go. And it is energy, and there is, in fact, a machine that they have developed, and at the point of death, with the family and the patient's permission, they put them in this container of sorts that is virtually there's no air can escape. There's nothing. And when the individual dies, there is a loss of weight, and this has been proven for years and years and years, between 6 and 12 grams. There's more to us than we realize, and this is a wake-up call to begin to use some of that.
One thing they were saying over this weekend, which I thought was really a wonderful perspective to look at that, is, you know, there's always been all these prophecies about how the world was going to end. And because they were addressing the 2012 discussion, and they got into quantum physics for a level of just saying that there's a critical mass of 51% when the amount of energy is getting accumulating and the amount of energy, and then it will shift. So say if the planet Earth is in one location and it reaches a critical mass of, say, love, we're all coming from a positive energy, having that raise the vibration, raise the level of energy that's been happening on the planet. It's just the same thing as in quantum physics. When the energy of a substance raises its vibration, it actually disappears and moves to another place, another location within a mass of energy. Because they would basically do this in a large tank or something like that, where they would focus in on one a molecule or whatever it was, but they'd raise the amount the molecules on that, and then it would be someplace else. So when they're saying that we actually will disappear and destroy ourselves, we don't really destroy ourselves. We're raising ourselves to another energy, and we're actually going to be relocating in the universe.
It does not mean that the Earth is going to end. It doesn't mean
that at all. No, it doesn't. It just means we're just shifting to a different location.
We will become random quarks.
Yeah, we're going to be becoming random. We're getting quirky.
Random quirks. They are the light particle that physicists are unable to, once you recognize where it is, it's no longer there.
Right.
So it's a random quirk. It appears for no reason at some place, and it's a light particle that does not work within the laws of physics. It is a random quirk, so it creates its own law of random chaos. Based upon its vibrational patterns. Okay.
Right, and with this quantum physics, they're also saying that just our bodies, the energy of the planet and everything else is raising its energy. We're changing our bodies from organic to just light beings. So from a distance, if somebody else looked at us, we would just look like this light, but to us, we're still solid because we're coming from just whatever perspective we're looking at. So it was really just an interesting perspective to be able to look at that from another way. And the one thing, too, is just because something's been prophesied in the past doesn't mean that in this present moment we can't shift that, because nothing is set in stone. Everything is basically moving and shifting and adapting to how we've been able to advance and expand ourselves and expand on a planet, expand as the human race on where we are within our universe. So it's very, very interesting to be looking at that from, like, let's get off the planet for a second and look at a level of, you know, religion might be on the planet, but spirituality is a universal concept and a universal energy.
Yeah, but let's pull it back in.
Okay.
Okay, you've taken it out there intellectually, and let's just pretend that a lot of the people don't even understand part of the language that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, or they have a different definition of what some of the words are that we're using. So mm-hmm. So when you bring it back into simple terms, change is imminent. It's indicated it's happening. And what we
mm-hmm.
need to do is the best we can do to contribute to positive change and encourage people to change their energies and to begin to work together and acknowledge each other as part. Because it's not unlike a grain of sand on the beach. Just because there's individual grains doesn't mean it's not part of a whole, just like a drop of water in an ocean or a glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the human race is directly, absolutely, 100% connected to primary source energy and to each other. And
mm-hmm.
they need to begin to recognize that on a day-to-day life.
Well, the one thing that religion did get right is we were created in the image of our Creator.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
our
one thing that we did get right.
That the Creator is not something that sits out there away from us. That Creator is inside and part of each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people have difficulty with, because that is not what their background or their training or their programming infers.
Mm-hmm. I remember a cute little story of that. There was just a whole bunch of angels just sitting around like a board table, and they're all trying to figure out, you know, where are we going to put source, where are we going to put, you know, God's light, creative energy. And they kept saying, oh, let's put it in the mountains, or let's put it out in the universe or whatever. And this little angel just kind of sitting off on the side said, let's put it in their hearts. They'll never look for it there. And they all looked at each other like, you're right, let's put it there. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. There you go. Just like, the gift of being childlike and in the wonder and recognizing that it's really simple and just be in the moment and enjoy your crayons. Enjoy your crayons. Everybody should have some crayons and coloring. There you go. We all just need to get back to the basics. So, yeah, that whole thing of, like, everything I needed to learn, I learned in kindergarten. I think that's pretty true, you know?
Yeah.
We're all nice to one another, you know. We're all willing to have a snack and take a nap, and just play nice together and just enjoy each other and have a good day. You know, that's basically want to be able to do all this stuff. So, well, I knew this hour would go super, or this half hour would go super fast. We have about 3 minutes left. And
it
I
always
want to make
does.
Sure to it always does. And I wanted to give a little bit of information if someone would like to contact Ms. Marvin Lindbergh, PhD. She has her website at www.intimate-gardens.com, and that's the place where you can go ahead and find information for her. If you'd like to contact her directly, her cell number is 909-936-7133, and an office number for her would be 951-689-2711 if you'd like to make an appointment to go ahead and get some counseling. Or she does church, she does weddings, she does baptisms, she does all kinds of services, and she's very, very wonderful at that. So anything other in the contact information or things you'd like to share? Oh, we also have a wisdom circle that's actually going to be starting at the Flower Shop, Flowers for You in Riverside. It's going to be on the third Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., which is a Thursday in October. So that'll be October 19th. So if anybody has any questions on that, they can go ahead again and call the office number for that. That's the 951-689-2711, and we can go ahead and get you into the circle to make sure that we'll have room. We're kind of limited to space. We're probably going to be limiting it to probably about 15 to 20 people. So it gives you an opportunity to actually sit in circle, and Marvin will be there. And if any kind of spiritual messages are appropriate for you to be hearing, she's going to be offering those for you, you know, when you're ready to say, yes, I would like my message. So there you go. So, Marvin, anything else you wanted to add on to any of that?
Yeah, Jamie, you started to say something, and I'd like to hear it.
No, I didn't. Well, I wasn't saying anything.
You were?
Oh, no.
Okay, because I saw you had something. Yeah. But, no, I
I'm taking it all in, believe me.
I mean, it's a time of
great change. You guys have a lot of conversation.
It's a time of great change. Great change in introspection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting and it's frightening at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so much happening at one time. And you know, I mean, we could go into a whole thing on politics, for example.
Well, that's going to be another show, because, like, we've only got a minute left, so, you know. That'll be our next time we have you on, girl. So, Marvin has graciously offered to come on every couple weeks and just talk about what's going on spiritually from a lot of different world events and things like that, so we're excited for that, and her and I will be touching base on, you know, what that can look like and all that. But, again, if you'd like to go ahead and get and call her, her direct number would be 909-936-7133. So we thank you for checking us out. And if you guys have any questions, please go ahead and let us know any concerns or questions that you do have. We would love to bring them back up on the air, whether it's our guest chef right now, Ms. Marvin, or any of the other members that we have here on the show today or in the future. And always remember that you can go on demand and be able to listen to all of our back shows. So we thank you for joining us at the cafe, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.